Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible today, Psalm 56, verses 3 through 4. The psalmist says, "When I was afraid, I put my trust in you, in God whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Scott is a daredevil, to say the least. I've never seen him back down from anything. From his cycle riding to his traveling the world to his business ventures, the term risk-taker aptly describes him. And that's why I was so surprised when he wouldn't climb the pole to a zipline platform. Now, granted, the zipline platform was high, and granted, the pole to the platform demanded a few maneuvers, but I never expected him to say, "I'm not climbing that pole." No matter how much I encouraged and cajoled him, his feet stayed planted on the ground. We had some serious and not so serious discussions about his refusal to climb. But there's one thing we concluded. Everybody has a pole of fear. You may be described as a risk taker, but there is something you won't or can't do because of your fear. So here's my question. What is your pole of fear? Does it have to do with your family? Is it found in relationships? Do you fear getting close to others? Maybe your pole of fear makes itself known in your job. Maybe your self-doubt is a subconscious paralyzer. Maybe you fear failure. You can't stand the thought of letting someone down or letting him or her see your vulnerability. Or maybe your pole of fear is getting close to God and letting others help you in the process. Remember, everyone has a pole of fear. The word fear and afraid are found 483 times in the Bible, 483 times. But the remedy to fear is found in today's passage. The psalmist says, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. In God, I trust and I'm not afraid. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in God. In God, I trust and am not afraid." So turn your fear over to God. He is more than capable of turning your pole of fear into a pathway of faith. Father, we are all afraid of something. And as we stand before our poles of fear today, help us to trust in you. Thank you for giving us everything we need to climb. In Jesus' name, amen.